327 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, who, along with its retailers, is partnering with AdoptAClassroom.org to provide funding to high-need schools and local communities for Subaru Loves Learning. Subaru, more than a car company. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting Mozart's Don Giovanni, a tale of the infamous seducer navigating through a world of love, lust, and revenge. Friday and Sunday at Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org. Starting off with members of Musica Antiqua Cologne and conductor Reinhard Goebel in A Shakan and G, music of Arcangelo Corelli on KPR. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. Here to keep the classical music going now that the afternoon is coming on, and we'll do that with the help of the Melos Quartet of Stuttgart a bit later, with some music of our own by Mozart to enjoy, the six-string quintet, and later still, the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, and one of the first great examples of symphonic writing early on in the life and career of Sergei Rachmaninoff, something called the Youth Symphony, in just a little while. We're joined next by the Hungarian State Orchestra, conducted by Gyula Nemeth, for music by Liszt. Next on KPR, we have for you Festive March, number 2. There you had the second Festive March by Franz Liszt, performed by the Hungarian State Orchestra, led by Gyula Nemeth on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:20, and in the second half of the hour, some more wonderful symphonic music brought to us by the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, Sergei Rachmaninoff's Youth Symphony, one of his earliest efforts at writing symphonic music. That's just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz, 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Here at the KU campus, some light rain and 72 degrees. High of 77 with cloudy skies for this afternoon, and we have a 50% chance of some further showers and thunderstorms. That's expected pretty much before 4 o'clock. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms expected for tonight. Cloudy with a low of 70, and a slight chance of showers for tomorrow morning, with temperatures shooting up to about 90 degrees. Next, we're in the company of the Melos Quartet of Stuttgart for music by Mozart. Completed in 1791, this was Mozart's last major chamber work. And like all of the string quintets he composed, a so-called viola quintet, which is to say a standard string quartet with a little room made for an extra viola. String quintet number 6 in E-flat major for you next on KPR. From Mozart, string quintet number 6 in E-flat major, composed in 1791, the last of Mozart's major chamber works, played there by the Melos Quartet of Stuttgart, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's coming up on 12:47. In a little over 10 minutes, an update of news headlines from NPR at the top of the hour, followed by the next hour of classical music, where there's a marvelous Hungarian cello sonata awaiting us. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Here at KPR, we essentially have one job, to serve our listeners with exceptional news, culture, and ideas. Your donation directly funds this service that you rely on. Because you listen to KPR, please consider becoming a member listener at support.kansaspublicradio.org to help fund the programming that matters. Thanks to all of you for your great support of Kansas Public Radio. And now we arrive at a recording of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and conductor Leonard Slatkin for some music composed in 1891 by Sergei Rachmaninoff, a young man of about 18 years of age at that time and a new student at the Moscow Conservatory. He tried his hand around that time of writing his first piano concerto, a symphonic poem that went by the name of Prince Rostislav, and he also attempted to write a symphony, only one movement of which was ever completed. It's known nowadays as Rachmaninoff's Youth Symphony in D minor. It's next for us on Kansas Public Radio. One of Sergei Rachmaninoff's very first attempts at writing a symphony. Composed in 1891 when he was 18 years old, they call that the Youth Symphony in D minor. Played for us by the St. Louis Symphony, led by Leonard Slatkin on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 1 o'clock and about time for NPR News, followed by the next hour of classical music, where we have a beautiful cello sonata from Ernst von Dachnanyi awaiting us. This is KPR.
The town of All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
I was up more than 300 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Now, there's a chance you might have recognized that style of so-called spidery dance. Yes, it's a tarantella from composer Giuseppe Martucci. Francesco Davalos conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra to welcome us into our 1 o'clock hour of KPR's classical music. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you. Looking forward to our performance of the English Northern Philharmonia Orchestra. Coming up a bit later on this hour with music by Sir Edward Elgar from a one-act ballet that he composed music for back in 1917, for wartime charities. We'll hear something called The Sanguine Fan. It's quite lovely and in store for you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center, Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340. We'll take in some extensive chamber music by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachnanyi net. Next on KPR, something from 1899. Dachnanyi grew up with the sound of the cello in his ears. His father was a great amateur cellist, and as he was embarking on his own musical life, he composed the following Opus 8, his cello sonata, that we'll hear played by Maria Kliegel, joined on piano by Yeno Yondo on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1899. The cello sonata by Hungarian composer Ernst von Dachnanyi, played by cellist Maria Kliegel, alongside pianist Yeno Yondo, today on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is 1:39, about 20 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour, and we've got classical music for you till 3 this afternoon. And then later tonight, we have more classical music from 7 to 9. Destiny is your host, and this evening, journey with Corelli all the way to the Blue Danube in this evening's classical music. Mozart, Beethoven, and Tchaikovsky make appearances as well. An evening of the greats, this evening's classical music, with your host Destiny. That's from 7 to 9 tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Spider-Man, Across the Spider-Verse, live in concert, and more this season. Tickets at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. And the Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on Saturday, September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters. Early bird tickets available now at topekazoo.org. We have music by Sir Edward Elgar next for you. We're going to hear something that he composed in the year of 1917, music from a one-act ballet that was put on in 1917 to raise money for wartime charities. The scenario was dreamed up by one Ina Lothar, who was the founder of the ballet course at the Royal College of Music, and she owned this really nice hand fan. It was colored dark red, and on one side it depicted the mythical figures of Pan and Echo, and on the other, a group of mortals in 18th-century costume. Ina envisioned a scenario where, essentially, the gods and the mortals would hold a great big outdoor party, resulting in only a few deaths. The ballet was called The Sanguine Fan, and we'll hear the music that Elgar composed for that production next, with the English Northern Philharmonia, led by David Lloyd Jones, on Kansas Public Radio. Music from the 1917 ballet, The Sanguine Fan. The music written by Sir Edward Elgar and played by the English Northern Philharmonia, conducted by David Lloyd Jones, here on KPR. David Lloyd Jones will be back to conduct music by John Rutter in the next hour. More classical music awaits you, right here on KPR.
At Morning Edition from In for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Your Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park featuring traditional acoustic music. Sunday, August 25th. More at fidpick.org.
You know, threat or subject to arrest.
The group plans to appeal the decision.
That's Michael Pointer reporting. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 35,000 therapists and can communicate via video chat or phone at betterhelp.com/public. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That performance on harpsichord given by one Harry Bickett with the City of London Sinfonia under conductor John Rutter in Suite No. 5 from The Harmonious Blacksmith, music by George Friedrich Handel on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you once again. I'm Jeff Watson. There's a bit more classical music before All Things Considered rolls around at 3. Music that will include Tchaikovsky's Suite from The Sleeping Beauty. We await the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. And some music from Antonio Vivaldi for cello, all just ahead. John Rutter was conductor of that last bit of music, and what we'll hear next is music that Rutter composed himself, a well-known English composer who founded the Cambridge Singers under the label Collegium, and well-known for his vocal and choral contributions. In this case, we'll enjoy his Suite for Strings. Conductor David Lloyd-Jones back to lead the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham, next on Kansas Public Radio. The Suite for Strings by English composer John Rutter, played by the Royal Ballet Symphonia of Birmingham, conducted by David Lloyd Jones, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's 2:22, and in about 10 minutes from now, we'll have along the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra and fairy tale music from Tchaikovsky, The Sleeping Beauty Suite, still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com and Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. 74 degrees here at the KU campus. I have 75 with cloudy skies for the afternoon, 20% chance of showers. Tonight we have a 50% chance of showers, expected mainly after 10 p.m., a low of 69. Tomorrow, temperature is going to rise significantly to 90 degrees, and a heat advisory going into effect tomorrow morning for most of the KPR listening area. Next on KPR, we'll spend time with cellist Christoph Kwan and members of the Academy of Ancient Music for Antonio Vivaldi's 6th Cello Sonata on KPR. The cellist Christoph Kwan and members of the Academy of Ancient Music in Cello Sonata No. 6 in B-flat Major, music by Antonio Vivaldi, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:35, and at 3 o'clock, we'll have All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, classical music picks up again at 7 with Destiny. Journey with Corelli all the way to the Blue Danube in this evening's music. There'll also be Mozart, Beethoven, and Tchaikovsky, an evening of the greats, during classical music with Destiny from 7 to 9 tonight on Kansas Public Radio. Later this week on Friday night, we have the next BBC Proms concert. The Halle Orchestra and Choirs celebrate the 25th season with music director Sir Mark Elder. The program includes The Symphony That Changed Gustav Mahler's Life, the great outpouring of defiance, exasperation, and all-embracing love. That is his Symphony No. 5. Hear it all Friday night at 7 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Here at the KU campus, it is 75 degrees. We have a 20% chance of some further showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon. 50% chance of showers for this evening after 10 o'clock, a low of 69. Temperatures are going to rise significantly for tomorrow. Jumps back up to 90 degrees. And a heat advisory will go into effect for much of the KPR listening area tomorrow morning. Speaking of Tchaikovsky, we have some of his own music to enjoy next. We're with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra to hear one of Tchaikovsky's ballets. He composed 3 ballets, each one a masterpiece. His second was completed in 1889 based on the fairy tales of the Brothers Grimm. Yes, it's the Sleeping Beauty Suite. Herbert von Karajan takes up the Vienna Philharmonic for us next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the Sleeping Beauty Suite, written by Tchaikovsky in 1889. Today we heard the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Herbert von Karajan, on Kansas Public Radio, where we've just about arrived at 3 o'clock, and All Things Considered from NPR News is up ahead. And don't forget that there's more music when Destiny joins you for more classical music. That'll be tonight from 7 to 9. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Tuesday afternoon.
America, Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. for Morning Edition at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other greats of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com.